The King's College Counseling Center found a new hit program last week with therapy dogs. Students lined the campus center hallways to meet the dogs from Pleasure of Your Company.
This is Angie. She's also known as Angelina Pupple. She's a Shetland Sheepdog, and her variety is Blue Merle.
Nice and tight like this. Then when she takes it, she's not going to nip Carly.
So can I?
Go ahead. Plus you get a puppy kiss. And here I have stuff for puppy kisses.
Helene Skopek, membership chair for Pleasure of Your Company, explains why the dogs create a therapeutic experience for students.
Dogs give unconditional love, and with them giving unconditional love, they love to be pet, they love to cuddle, they love to be there for everyone. I've already seen people who have been really upset calm down with the dogs. We've used them at camps. I work with the National Guard children, and they've really been helpful at some of the camps when the children are homesick. Or they feel that they're being, not included as much as they would like to be. So the dogs are there to help them.
Pleasure of Your Company tries to bring the dog's unique talent for therapy to as many people as possible by volunteering at several locations in the Luzerne County area.
This is a total volunteer program, and we're in nursing homes. Personally, I'm up at the VA nursing home, Whitehaven Center for the Mentally Challenged, Hospice Community Care in Dunmore, and I'm also in 4 libraries. And now, hopefully, King's College. This is our pilot program today, and if it's a success, hopefully we'll be back next month.
Judging by students' reactions, Pleasure of Your Company will return to the King's College campus very soon.
Of course I'm excited about the therapy dog program. There's not a better way to relieve stress than adorable puppies.
I think it's really good that they're bringing dogs in, because it helps, especially a freshman, helps them, get used to being here at school. If they're homesick, it helps with that, too.
For WRKC News at 5, I'm Sarah Cinto.